Please be seated. If you have not guessed it, today the church celebrates the first Sunday of Advent and the beginning of a new liturgical year. We have gone past the ordinary season with its greens and have come into a season of purples and sometimes blue. The purple is not the penitent purple of Lent, but a more joy-filled color. Not only that, but our lectionary turns to the gospel according to Matthew. Just as we are finishing up our Thanksgiving leftovers and looking forward to the sights and sounds of the next holiday, our first lesson speaks of visions, and our gospel smacks of talk of the end time. Unlike Luke's gospel a couple of weeks ago, when Jesus speaks of the end of the temple, today Jesus really is speaking of the end times, when the Son of Man will come at an unexpected hour. Yes, on this first Sunday of Advent, we do not hear the cry of John the Baptizer out in the desert. And we do not hear the voice of the angel Gabriel proclaiming to Mary that she, out of all women, has been chosen to bear God's Son. Instead, we hear of destruction, of communities and families divided, and the caution to be ready for the end. The people of Israel certainly knew of turmoil, destruction, and separation. Their world was threatened by enemies on all sides. On the outside, the Assyrians and the Egyptians railed against them. Their land was ravaged, and their enemies bent on conquering this people. And then on the inside, the people themselves were making their own disasters. The king and his advisors were occupied with their own self-protection. The poor, the orphaned, and the widowed were all being neglected. Injustice and chaos were running amok. All hope was gone, and worst of all, the people of Israel had forgotten their God. But out of all that turmoil and out of that storm-tossed world, one voice stood above the din. A voice that spoke God's voice. And a voice that spoke of God's vision. Yes, the prophet Isaiah stood up and proclaimed these words. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains and shall be raised above the hills. All nations shall stream to it. Many peoples shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation. Neither shall they learn war anymore. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Now, some people might have thought that Isaiah was speaking out of his mind, that there was no hope for a ravished people. But the prophet was on point, for he was sharing the words of God, God who has a vision that all will be righted one day, and no longer would there be hatred or turmoil or war. A change was going to come. There would be a day when people would not conquer one another, but they would actually care about one another, from the least to the greatest, and the greatest to the least. The day would come when humankind would study war no more. The day when people shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. As we gather on this first Sunday of Advent, the prophet Isaiah sets us high on this mountain and bids us to look over. And he reminds us that God has set a vision before us. Yes, there is destruction. And yes, there is turmoil in our day. But guess what? In the midst of it all, God is creating something new. We can't help but to find ourselves longing and hoping for a new world, a world that God continues to promise humankind, a world where destruction and war will be over once and for all, a world in which humankind will not have to concern itself about our children growing older. They will live to a ripe old age. We won't have to worry about climate change or the extinction of God's beloved creatures. There will be no more concern about hunger or corruption in leaders or in government, or cancer, or AIDS, or any other disease, trouble, tribulations, gone. There will come a day when peoples of all hues and races and nationalities and faith beliefs will finally, finally get along. A world that will know and live out for eternity the love, peace, and joy that God intended all along, since humankind took its first breath. A change is coming. And Jesus says to us this morning, but about that day and hour, no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. So be ready. Be ready. Be ready. Keep awake. Now, saints, I want you to know that today's message on this first Sunday of Advent isn't just all about gloom and doom and the ends of things. We are not to live our lives quaking in fear and trembling. We are to trust in the Lord always. Amen.
Amen.
We are to, as Paul says in his letter to the Romans, we are to wake from sleep, to lay aside the works of darkness and put on what? The armor of light. We are to be about watching and waiting in joyful hope and expectation for the one who tugs at our hearts even now to make him room and bids us to live as children of his light. We are to remember that Jesus has already come into the world and shows up when we least expect him, in the sounds of children's laughter and in hugs and in the sharing of his body and blood. He comes to us each and every day in so many ways that we can't even imagine, in ways that we have not even planned or thought of. He comes. Emmanuel is with us even now. Advent calls us to live both into and beyond a season filled of carols and packages and tinsel. We are to live more fully into the already and not yet, in the here and now, today, and in this moment that we are all given. So, sisters and brothers, let's make it a point to open our eyes. Let us live each moment of every hour of every day as the unexpected hour, and see that God is still creating and birthing a new creation. So keep awake. Be ready. Let us walk forward to that day of the Lord. And may the season of Advent be for all of us a season of hope, peace, and joy-filled expectation. Saints, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.